All right, so today we're really diving deep into the mind of this trader, this guy Mark Minervini. I mean, this is someone who turned like a small investment into millions in the stock market,
Yeah.
not just by luck and
No,
brain strategy.
not at all. It's really fascinating what he does. I mean, instead of, trying to time the market perfectly or use some sort of crystal ball, he really focuses on one thing that I think a lot of traders miss,
Okay.
especially when you're caught up in the moment.
I got a bite. What is it?
Risk management.
Really?
Risk management.
Okay.
He believes that if you manage risk properly, you actually take the emotion out of trading.
Oh, okay.
It's that emotional decision making that trips up most traders.
So you're saying it's about having a game plan before you even like hit that buy button, like knowing where your exit's going to be.
Yeah, like knowing where you're going to get out if things go south.
Okay.
One of Minervini's really, really core principles is to cut losses quickly.
Okay.
And that sounds simple,
Yeah.
but it takes serious discipline to
Yeah.
actually execute.
For sure.
And he has the saying, the first loss is the best loss. And it really highlights how much he prioritizes saving your capital.
Yeah, protecting it so one bad trade doesn't like completely derail everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's say, just as an example here, you buy a stock at, let's say, $100 a share, and you set what's called a stop loss order at 5% below the market price using what's called a trailing stop. So as the stock goes up, your stop loss goes up with it. So if the stock reverses, suddenly you're automatically taken out near the peak.
Oh, that's smart.
You're locking in profits
Yeah.
instead of riding it all the way back down.
That's a really clever way to kind of, like, I don't know, have your cake and eat it too. Like, managing the risk, but also giving your winners room to run. Now, speaking of maximizing those wins, I noticed that there's another thing that Minervini does that, at least at first, seems a little bit counterintuitive. And that's this idea of adding to positions. So most people, they're thinking, cut your losses, let your winners ride. But he takes that a step further
He
and
does.
says, actually add to your winners.
He does.
So you're telling me, instead of maybe, trying to make up for a loss by doubling down on a stock that's going down, he's saying, actually put more money in the stuff that's working.
It seems strange at first, but it plays into his whole thing about focusing on momentum.
Got it.
And he couples this with these very strict stop loss orders. So as the stock goes up past your initial entry point, you're adding strategically to the position.
Okay, so walk me through how that actually works. So let's say I buy a stock at $50, goes up to $55, then what?
You buy more.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. This isn't just throwing money at any stock that's gone up. You really have to do your homework and make sure that it's a good company with good fundamentals and it's actually, expected to grow.
Got it.
And these are stocks that are probably going to be moving up significantly.
So it's about riding that wave, but doing it strategically with a safety net in place.
Exactly.
And knowing when to get off that wave is just as critical as when to get on it.
You got it. He's a big advocate for protecting profits, and he has very specific strategies to make sure that those hard-earned gains don't disappear.
Yeah.
And it's not always about trying to time it perfectly to get every single penny out.
That makes sense, especially when you think about how quickly sentiment can change. And you can get caught up watching a stock go up and up and up, thinking it's going to the moon. And then all of a sudden it's gone.
Exactly. And you watch it slowly tick down all
Right.
those gains you have.
And then you're like, oh, I should have sold.
Exactly.
Yep.
You got to be disciplined about those wins, just like you are about your losses.
Okay. So how does he actually approach that? Like, how do you protect profits in a way that still gives you the potential for upside?
Well, one of his go-to techniques is to use something called a trailing stop loss order.
Okay.
So let's say a stock has climbed 20% from where you initially bought it.
Okay.
You might set a trailing stop loss to automatically sell if the stock drops, let's say, 5%.
Okay.
That way, you're locking in most of your gains,
Right.
but you're still giving the stock some room to breathe and potentially climb even higher.
Yeah, it's like a safety net that kind of adjusts as the stock goes up, takes some of the emotion out of it. Now, what about those times where maybe you're happy to just break even on a trade? Maybe just to like minimize your risk in a volatile market. Is there something that Minervini talks about for that?
So that's where his break-even protection strategy comes in.
Okay.
And it's all about gradually reducing your risk as a stock starts to move in the direction that you want it to.
Okay.
So as the stock climbs, you would slowly bring your stop loss point up.
You got it.
And eventually you'll be placing it just above your initial purchase price.
I see. So even if the market takes a turn, You're basically creating a scenario where you're not losing money.
Right.
That's kind of a nice insurance policy.
Exactly.
Keeps the emotions in check too, I imagine.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
To take the emotion out of it.
Now, speaking of psychology, I noticed that Minervini's approach to like building a portfolio is a little bit, I don't know if it's controversial, but it definitely challenges conventional wisdom.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of this idea of a concentrated portfolio.
Right.
Which seems to go against that old saying, like, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
It does. Yeah. Like, a lot of people subscribe to that. I mean, look, most investors, they really believe that diversification means, you know, spreading your money across tons of stocks.
Right.
Sometimes even hundreds.
Yeah.
But Minervini argues that you can get true diversification by just really understanding a small group of companies that have high potential.
So it's more about being laser focused.
Right.
Doing your due diligence on those key players rather than spreading yourself too thin.
Exactly.
Does he say like how many stocks to own? Like a certain number?
Yeah. I mean, he suggests somewhere between 4 to 5 companies.
Sure.
You know, strong fundamentals. Clear signs of growth. Imagine all your energy going into researching and timing the market for those select companies. You're much more likely to see substantial returns than if you had your capital tied up in, you know, 20 mediocre companies that are just kind of...
It's just kind of blah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it's about making informed decisions based on analysis.
Right.
Not just diversifying for the sake of it.
Exactly. Quality over quantity.
Okay. Now we got to talk about his trading philosophy.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's kind of at the heart of this whole thing. It's like this undercurrent that kind of runs through everything he does.
Absolutely.
Seems like it's all about discipline.
Yeah.
Strategic entry points and then focusing on those market leaders.
Exactly. Don't get distracted by all the noise out there. All the hot stock tips and the, you know, people pumping and dumping.
Like the hype cycle.
Exactly. And just focus on, you know, what makes sense. He's a big believer in having a very like methodical, almost surgical approach to trading.
Okay.
So it's about being patient, waiting for those setups that have the highest probability of success.
Right.
Instead of just chasing after every little opportunity that comes your way.
It's not just about any company though, right?
Yeah.
It's about finding those ones that are actually like really showing leadership in their sector.
Yeah. The ones that are poised to outperform everybody else.
Okay.
And that really ties back to his whole thing about momentum, like you said.
Yeah.
It's about aligning yourself with that instead of trying to fight it.
Okay. So much of what we've talked about today seems to come down to like having a system, having rules.
For sure.
And then actually sticking to those rules, even when like, you know, things get a little crazy.
Yeah. It's about taking the emotion out.
Right.
You're not just reacting to every little thing that happens.
Right.
You have a plan and you're sticking to it.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm hearing from all this? It's
yeah.
like Minervini's story. It's not about luck.
No.
It's not about like trying to get lucky. It's about having a vision.
Right.
And then putting in the work.
It's about having a plan.
Yeah, and actually sticking to it.
Yeah.
Even when, like you said, it's tempting to abandon ship.
Yeah. I mean, he's really flipped the script on how people think about this whole thing. You know,
right.
It's not about trying to time the market perfectly.
Right.
It's about finding the best opportunities.
Right.
And then really managing your risk.
Yeah. And it seems like those three things we talk about, you know, the risk management.
Yeah.
The entry points. And then focusing on those leaders.
Absolutely.
Those aren't just like random concepts.
No, they're crucial.
Sounds like those were like fundamental to his success.
They give you a framework for making smart decisions.
Right.
Which is so important because the market can be unpredictable.
For sure. Well,
yeah.
And I think what's cool about Minervini is, you know, he gives us a really powerful roadmap.
He does.
But at the end of the day, like each trader has to kind of figure out their own path.
Absolutely.
And you can't just copy someone else.
You got to find what works for you.
Right. Like what works for me might not work for you.
Exactly. You have to understand the principles behind it all.
Right.
And then adapt it to your own style.
Your own risk tolerance.
Yeah.
How much you're comfortable with.
Exactly.
Your own goals,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Take these principles.
Right.
Experiment. See how they work for you.
I love it.
It's about developing your own system.
This whole deep dive has been about, you know, giving you, the listener, the tools.
And the knowledge.
The confidence to go out there and, you know, approach the market with a little more clarity, a little less fear.
Absolutely.
So as we kind of wrap up here, I want to leave you with this.
Yeah.
Minervini shows us that, you know, amazing things can happen in the market.
Yeah.
But it's not because of luck.
No.
It's because of hard work and dedication.
Discipline.
Yeah. And a willingness to learn and keep getting better.
Absolutely.
So remember everything we talked about today, the importance of having a plan, managing your risk, finding those companies that are set to grow.
Yeah, stay curious, stay informed.
And until next time, happy trading, everybody.